This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
You need to just keep living. Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are, Wade. Sometimes it's so bad we feel like we're dying. But we can't really live till we died a little, can we?
People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffering. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
What I want to invite you to do, what I want you to consider, is that every single time you go and do something hard, that's the story you've told yourself, that it's easier said than done. You know, it's kind of hard to do that. Well, it's supposed to be f***ing hard. Look, if growing stronger and building muscle were f***ing easy, you'd have no reason to go to the gym. You'd have there would be no growth if there was no challenge.
And I'm answering your questions. Every question I'm answering, I'm with you. But in the back of my mind, all I'm thinking about is all the times I could have won those matches that I lost by not bringing my best mindset. You're haunted by all the opportunities that you missed by not bringing your best at that time when you could have won, but you didn't win because you allowed life to interfere with that one shot. When you're sitting there getting ready to serve for the match and your mind is not thinking about where that ball place needs to be, but it's thinking about your family this or this at work or that at work, that's greatness. Greatness is your recall on every single shot that you missed throughout a 20-some year career. Every shot, you can go back and say, I was here. This person was in the red shirt there. Greatness is being so aware of the time of life in the second that went by, and you can recall like it was yesterday. Greatness is being able to go back there, not making that same mistake again, and being haunted by it.
There really are only two macro level motivators that we have in life, and that's pleasure and pain. I want people to understand is, okay, so if nature only gave you two things to motivate you, pleasure and pain, why would you eliminate half of them? And so most people think that life is about avoiding the pain. I'm here to tell you right now, in a very controlled fashion, it is about really experiencing the pain, learning from it. Pain plus reflection equals progress.
Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been.
The one thing I would tell them is, and I would tell them to get it tattooed on your arm, like, and it would say, it's supposed to be fucking hard.
I think finding uncomfortable moments and embracing uncomfortable moments are one of the most important things a person can do in terms of understanding themselves and understanding how they think. And if you don't do it, if you just avoid it, you have that uncomfortable moment, you just start boozing or you take some pills or something and you just avoid it, you're never going to figure out what was going on in the first place that led you down that weird road where now you find yourself crying in the fetal position on your bathroom floor. Like, what? How'd you get there? Like, are you looking at it or are you just going
to
take
pills? Screamed to me the other night, hey, Will, I want to be an actor, man. I want to be an actor just like you. You know, usually people say stuff to me like that. I'm like, yeah, man, you know, you can do it. Just give them an encouraging word. But I was just sitting here thinking and it dawned on me, 99% of people that say stuff like that are not willing to do what it takes to make their dreams come true. The Marines have a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And that's just real. At the center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. You know, something as simple as
food and eating, it's not about your body as much as it is about your mind. It's getting command of your mind to be able to choose actions that are in your own best interest. Every day, we are choosing shit that's not in our own best interest, right? So if the world is attacking you and the world wants to fight you and the world's trying to hold you down, so you're gonna kick yourself in the balls? So you're gonna stop yourself from getting what you dream. Self-discipline is the center of all material success. You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind.
Do you think discipline in and of itself is the root, or do you think discipline within the framework of a direction? Because you had the business, you had the vision for who you wanted to be, you were pointed towards that, and discipline got you there. But if somebody's not pointed anywhere, would you give them different advice?
I think I would. I think that if someone has zero plan, zero future planned out for them and ahead of them, they don't need to just implement discipline into their life. They don't need to go out and run 10K a day for 70 days or train twice and drink this much water and do this. I think they need to take the first little step, whether that's trying to figure out what it is that you want to do. What are you actually good at? Everyone's good at something, right? If you can leverage that one thing and make it become your life, eventually it will lead to success. And I'm sure, I'm sure everyone can be successful in a field of what they do. I don't know what the timelines are on that. It could be 50 years, it could be 10 years, it could be 1 year. You see, singers blow up after 6 months of singing, but you'll see a business person like me blow up after 12 years, or you'll see a businessman that sells cars and it'll take him 35 years. There's no timeline for it. It's just about taking that first step, whether that first step is reading a book, mental health, going for a run, whatever that thing is, just give it a go, just try it, see if you can stack it up, and if you enjoy it, keep going at it.
And eat motivation for breakfast. You don't need motivation. It's great if it arrives. It's some extra fuel on the fire, but discipline is the thing that you need. What would you tomorrow want you today to do? You tomorrow would want you to keep that promise to yourself.
There has to be something. This is what I'm talking about now, because this isn't a hack. This has to be in you. Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. Sometimes you can read a David Goggins book, because I was all this shit and then a lot more of fucked up. But if you don't have a little flame, just barely, you're done. I can't light it for you. And that's the harsh reality of this life that I want to get across so fucking bad. You can watch me, you can watch you, you can watch fucking Rogan and Cameron Haynes, all these motherfuckers. You can go to Tony Robbins' fucking bullshit, do all this shit. If you could keep going back and keep spending money and spending money and spending money with no results, you can wonder, wow, maybe let me go try out David Goggins. He ain't gonna fucking help you. You have to explore, examine the insides of yourself. And what do you really want out of life? Your friend and a lot of people out here just don't fucking want it. So guess what? Have fun with your life.
It's a lot easier to sit around and make a list of what you're gonna do in the future. What's easier? It's easier to take out a pen and a piece of paper and write things down. And so people will substitute that action for the action that will actually change them and make them better and move them closer to that version of who they know they can become. So let's just be careful. Just be careful. Be careful of getting caught in that planning phase of who you can become. Be careful of that planning phase, because the planning phase should be about 3 seconds long. And then it's time to go get after it.
Make your move before you're ready. I'll tell you where big dreams go to die. They go to the planning place, preparing myself. And it's the biggest con job we work on ourselves. There are so many bones of big dreams in that graveyard. where people, there's always going to be a set of reasons to wait.
When you want to achieve the highest goal of all time, you are going to have to learn how to get your ass kicked all the way up that damn mountain. If I want to be way up here, it's going to take a bunch of small micro failures along the way. But you have to understand that that is part of the process.
The reality is when you do things that are easy in life, you don't value them as much. When you do things that are difficult and that require you to dig really deep, then you value them more. It's easy to quit. It's easier to try something that's already been done before. It's harder when you don't know what the end result will be. It's harder when you face the uphill challenge and you deal with it. You face it head on. It's where you build confidence in yourself. That's where you build your own self-esteem. You know, if things are given to you, you never have a sense of how difficult it is to actually earn it.
Regret hurts more than discipline. Because when you're disciplined and you act on the things that you're supposed to do, you won't ever have to look back and say, dang, woulda, coulda, shoulda. So do it now so you don't have to do it later.
The most powerful voice you'll ever hear is the one inside your own head, because that voice is often fueled by fear and insecurity. Your mind can remind you of the past. It can criticize you and make you question your self-worth, but you can change that. Don't be afraid to question the stories you create in your head. Focus on what you want, and you'll start to see opportunities where obstacles once were.
You get up in the morning, what are you going to do today? I'm going to win today. Well, just by saying that you're going to win today, you ain't going to win today. It's a jungle out there. See, most of us, we come out to compete every single day. The jungle comes to win, because the jungle is always prepared.
You know, the things that you think about all the time, that you don't tell anybody, right? You can do that thing. You actually can achieve it. And you should believe in yourself. You should believe in those things, because they're there for a reason. They're not in your mind. They're not in your heart just to be there.
Whenever you feel negative or unhappy about anything, you say, wait a minute, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for my life. I'm responsible for what happens. I can't change the past, so I'm not going to spend a second worrying about the past.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
Your biggest enemy is you. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else.
Feeling stuck is a signal that you've stopped growing. And when most people feel stuck, they don't understand that it's tied to a fundamental need for growth. We believe it's an existential crisis and we blow up our lives. For most human beings, what actually will get you feeling like you're not stuck is having something in the future that you're looking forward to. Learning anything gets you back in touch with a fundamental need. It makes you start to feel like things are moving. And from that place of feeling a little bit more empowered, you'll be able to make better decisions about what big things need to change in your life.
Your current situation is not your final destination. There's more to your life. And I know right now it's hard for you to believe that, but I need you to believe it. Like everything you're currently facing, it's building you for something greater. You're more than your struggles. You're more than your pain. I know you feel like nobody understands you. Nobody gets you. I know you feel alone and isolated. So I want to tell you, I'm proud of you for not giving up when it's so easy to.
I know what darkness looks like. I know what it feels like to be alone with no motivation, no drive, no passion. And what has to come out of your fucking soul in the darkest of times. But if you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I guarantee you that.
The darkest place someone can be
is standing still. The darkest place someone can be is when they are alive, but they are not living. The darkest place someone can be is when they are no longer making progress.
Everyone talks about the destination, but very few people talk about the journey. That's where the iron is forged. In the monotony of doing the right thing day in and day out, your part of the deal is to keep showing up for yourself, to stick around and see what happens when you really go all in. Don't just settle for mediocrity. Just hold up your end of the bargain and watch how life will turn in your favor.
You can't avoid the peaks and valleys in life, they say. You can't avoid the peaks and valleys in life. Life will always have the ups and downs, so make peace with it.
How hard are you really working? I don't know about you, but I don't encounter many people who are completely committed to their craft. In our society, where it is very unpopular to have a sickening, completely committed, dedicated work ethic, it's not the norm. I believe people who think this way don't know what it's like to push yourself to the limits. Don't know what it's like to work your absolute best, give everything you have, sacrifice, commit, work hard, and that feeling of growth, of progress, of even reaching a milestone in your journey. How amazing that feels.
Consistency is even rarer than talent or enthusiasm. Every January 1st in the gym, rock open, everyone's keen to do something, they've got these new New Year's resolutions, they're all enthusiastic, and some of those people will be talented. But how many of those people end up being consistent long term?
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Death is not waiting behind that door right now. Every second, you are between life and death. One day, it just stays with this, then this is going to happen. So in the moment where you realize it could be my last action right now that I do, having this type of thought on the mind, it could be your last, hopefully, makes you wake up to really focus on the things that are important for you. Because many things are starting to fall away when somebody tells you, look, you only have one more week to live. Many problems that at the moment people are caring about, they will just disappear. Then they wake up and realize this shortness of life. How precious it actually is that we are able to be here.
Live your life the way that you want to live your life. Ladies and gentlemen, as I speak to you right now, if you had 90 days to live, how many of you will make some radical changes in your life?
If you look at Nelson Mandela, if you look at Mother Teresa, if you look at Mahatma Gandhi, who died with under 10 possessions, these people were world changers. These people were radical optimists. These people suffered because the root of the word passion means to suffer. They suffered for their dream. They suffered for their values. They suffered for their cause. They suffered for their followers. They suffered for their greatness. Cormier.
game of life are people are going to hit you. They're going to claw you. They're going to scratch you. They're going to bite you. It's just the part of life. And instead of taking everything personally, you have to see that it's like a gladiator battle and that some people are bad, some people are good, some people are not, are in between. But stop taking everything personally and try to learn from them. So if you make a mistake, what you want to do, if you have failure in life, something didn't go right, you want to have the ability to look it inward and say, what did I do wrong? And a lot of people don't have that inner strength. But if you want to be successful, if you want to get ahead in this world, you have to develop the skill. You have to be able to look at yourself as if you were somebody else, as if from the outside, and say, here's how I could improve. Here's what I did wrong the last time I did it.
Great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here. Do you know, man, that you can actually mess your life completely up? You can jack it all the way up and you can turn around and get it right.
What type of reality are you even living? What type of reality are you living? Are you living a proactive reality where you're continually problem solving and looking at all the different ways that you could manipulate, guide, or push your reality that you want in your favor? Or are you living a reactive reality where you just continually allow what is going to happen, happen? Well, I can tell you right now, if you live in a reactive reality, you need to stop. Because if you really want to live the life of your dreams, you have got to start living a proactive reality.
So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You've got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can go walk in the other direction. And that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
Everything that you are, everything that you're becoming, is a resilient pad of growth. On that pad is a launch. That's where you take off. That's where you find out what you're really made of. It's not about waiting until the end and one day you'll go after it. Make today day one. Today is the day that I decided I wanted to be great, so I'm going to do it. I decided I want to go after my goals, after my dreams. That's the mindset that you have to have, because today is the day you were given breath. I'm here with a purpose and live on purpose. Not off of your resume of where you've been, but on the direction and understanding of where you're going. There's a call on you. It's time for you to answer it.
Taking responsibility doesn't mean you blame yourself. It means you become accountable for everything that happened, because it's the only way to improve. It's the only way to see real progress. If you're constantly blaming something else for your circumstances, it means you're giving up the opportunity to be in control. It might not be your fault, but it's your job to make the most of every situation and do the best with what you have. So do it. Take responsibility for all of it, because that's when things start to get good.
You know, there comes a day, man. Everyone's gonna have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up, because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they've become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a f***ing day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just f***ing burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your f***ing ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out.
but you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You're scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success to remind you of what you could have been. And then the f***ing spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their f***ing ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it wasn't about being the hardest f***ing worker in the room. That's what got them there. And it didn't happen overnight.
I'm not talented. It was life and death. Either you live or you die. Which one do you want, Tom? That was the decision. In the corporate life and in the gym. But if you want something bad enough, if you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself. A lot of days I'm like, oh, you can't do this, Tom. Bullshit! Let me show you. I mean, I would have arguments with myself. I could do it. People doubted me. I doubted myself sometimes too. But you know what? I watched Arnold fall down. Nobody remembers when he fell down. Arnold wasn't the glorified winner as he was in the first 70 through 75. He got up and became a famous film star. He became governor. He kept getting up and getting up. I saw Trump do the same thing. I saw a lot of these guys I admired in business do it. And that's what it takes. To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And life and dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen, become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought.
You know, you must hope and believe in yourself if you ever want to see what that hope can turn into, what that belief can turn into. By doing this every day, repetitively, those are the measures that lead to the big moments of success that everyone sees in life. No one sees the struggle in here. No one sees the hardship, the early mornings you get up. No one sees any of that. They just see if your hand's raised or not. And if it is, oh, what a great guy. Oh, I wish I could be that guy. I wish I could be that guy. But they're not clapping wishing they could be you at 5 in the morning when you get out of bed, when it's pissing rain outside, to come and train for that hand to be raised. They don't want to be that guy. They just want the glory. And that's the differential of a champion. You know, in adversity, guys, is where you find character.
You will lose yourself and you will never find your way back because you gave up too soon. You will lose yourself because you didn't think you had it anymore. Battles are meant to fight. And you will fight each battle of your life. And some you will win and some you will lose. But if your heart is beating and your brain is functioning and your eyes are open, ladies and gentlemen, get out there and fight for your life. It's hard. Deal with it. It's challenging. Deal with it. You don't think you got it? I say you do got it. I say you must have it. I say you will have it. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not focused, you are never going to see the goodness and the greatness that you have within yourself. But greatness does not come overnight. Greatness requires work, and hard work is how you get it. There's no time for being lazy. There's no time to say I'm sorry. There's no time to say I can't go any further. When you truly want to adapt and adapt, every every situation requires some kind of attitude that you can endure it. Attitude adjustments are necessary. So when these things happen and when certain circumstances come in your life, you must continue to believe that, hey, it can only last for so long, and this too shall pass. Let the hard work begin. Let the testimony be the testimony. When you are tested, be the testimony. When you have been pushed back, push back even harder. When you feel that you can't carry on, feel within yourself that you are alive and you got a job to do. It is all business, never personal. Be productive, be strong, be powerful. Hard work, never quit. And from the bottom of my heart, ladies and gentlemen, conduct your business.
Cornmeal.
You're not going to always have a supporting cast with you. Not everyone is going to stand with you. Not everyone is going to support your ideas or your dreams. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you just got to stand alone. You got to go after it with your own mindset. You have to be truthful to who you are inside. Sometimes you just got to do it alone. When you're standing on your own two feet and the storm is coming in, you still got to stand. When it starts to get too tough for you and you don't seem to have the mental capacity to fight through the pain and the agony, you still got to stand. And sometimes you just got to stand alone. But being alone doesn't mean that you are all by yourself. It means that there's still something connected to you. You have some unique qualities that are attached to you. But do you have the ability to wake them up? We all have unique gifts. We all have special talents. We are born to do great things. Not everybody is going to stand with you. Not everybody is going to support you. Not everybody is going to be by your side. So when you're standing alone, make sure you stand with a pure heart, with a great mindset, with faith, with understanding that you do have something that you must do. Being alone gives you power from time to time. That does not mean that you are in it by yourself for a long time, but just enough for you to be able to rectify something within you. And when the time comes for you to get out and show out, there's nothing that can stop you. Because you have developed something within you that no one has ever seen. Maybe no one would ever understand. But as long as you understand it, then you keep going. You keep trusting. You keep believing. When it comes to the work ethic, that's when you have to dig deeper. That's when you have to work harder. That's when you have to shut out all the noise and all the naysayers. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you just have to be quiet and listen to your passion. Listen to your heart. Listen to your truth. Because when it's all said and done, when this is all over, you are still the only one that is left standing. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get to a point in your life and you feel that you have hit the end of the road, when you feel that you don't have the strength to carry on,
Then you have to find another source of power and strength. Wherever your mind is right now, if it's not building you up, if it's not making you better, if it's not making you stronger, you have to disconnect it. Learn to walk alone sometimes. Learn to be strong when you need to be strong. Learn to understand that not everybody will be with you. Stop looking for other people to lift you up when you are down. Remember, many people in the world got just as many problems as you do, if not more. Not everybody cares about your problems. Not everybody wants to hear your problems. Sometimes you just gotta say, you know what? It's up to me now. I have to be the one to take the steps. I have to be the one that make the mistakes. I have to be the one that may fail from time to time. But I mustn't never give up. When everyone else wants to quit, I will stand. When everyone looks down on me, I will stand. When everyone thinks that I don't have what it takes, I will stand. I will stand as long as I can, but I will not bow down. I will not give up. I will do my work. I will make everything count each and every day of my life. For my life is in my hands, and I must be willing to do what I must do to get where I need to be in my life. I refuse to say that I don't have it. I refuse to say that I can't do it. I refuse to say that can't matters to me. Ladies and gentlemen, what does can't have to do with you? Have you ever got to a point in your life where you looked at something and you just said, I can't do it? Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You will never do it because you believed in not getting it done. You believed that can't mattered more to you than you mattered to yourself. Just because you felt it couldn't be done. You surrounded yourself with things that did not matter. You let other people and other obstacles stand in your way. And you refused to challenge yourself. You refused to say, this is my day where I must do what I gotta do for me, for my peace of mind. I gotta do something. I can't wait for it to happen by itself. If I'm looking over here to the left side, if I'm looking to the right side, hoping for someone to rescue me, you're gonna be waiting a long time because other people got other things they gotta do for themselves. So when you're standing alone, make sure you have the right mindset within you to know that, hey, at the end of the day, I must stand. I must work. I must believe. I will fight. I will work. I will push. And I will never quit on me. This is the time where you must be able to get to a point that you've never been. To be able to get to a place that's never been seen before. To be able to believe that no one could touch you. Get inside of yourself. Get in tune with who you are. Trust in who you are. Stop doubting yourself. If you really want to be the best of yourself, then know that you are the best at what you do because there's no one like you. No one can do the things that you do. No one can stand like you do. No one can take away your power because your power belongs to you. So don't give it up. Don't give it to someone else. Don't let anything or anyone take away your power. Don't let anyone steal your peace of mind. Don't let anyone say that you are not worthy, because you are. As I said before, standing alone doesn't mean that you are by yourself. Know that there is a higher power. Let's be real, ladies and gentlemen. There is a higher power. There is something out there that got you here right now. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about something that is beyond this universe. I'm talking about something that is good. I'm talking about something that is great. That is why you exist. Because none of us exist by ourselves. But we have to have the ability to know that we don't need everybody to be somebody. We don't need everybody's approval to be approved. You just gotta know that your work and your mindset and your faith and what you do right now matters. How you pursue your life, how you go further in your life is what you put inside of your mindset and say, I am ready, I must go forward, and if I look back, I'm too distracted to see what's in front of me. So the challenge is, let them come. Be tested from time to time. You may not always pass the test, ladies and gentlemen, but as long as you are breathing, you will be challenged. You will be tested. And sometimes you gotta just do it alone. So go on about your business. Be the best of yourself. Let not anyone hold you back. Because this is the day right now that you are above the nonsense. You are above the naysayers. You are above the negativity. Let it just be you. If it's just you, then let it be you. But don't you bow down to nothing. Because if it didn't build you up, don't allow it to tear you down. Carry on the good fight. Be strong each and every day of your life. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been. Nothing's changed.
Damn, Rod, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
And I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
You have to learn how to fail. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years because I'll lose that time.
The mud consumed each man till there was nothing visible but our heads. The instructors told us we could leave the mud if only five men would quit. Only five men, just five men, and we could get out of the oppressive cold. Looking around the mud flat, it was apparent that some students were about to give up. It was still over 8 hours till the sun came up. Eight more hours of bone-chilling cold. The chattering teeth and the shivering moans of the trainees were so loud it was hard to hear anything. And then one voice began to echo through the night. One voice raised in song. One voice became two, and two became three, and before long, everyone in the class was singing. The instructors threatened us with more time in the mud if we kept up the singing, but the singing persisted. And somehow the mud seemed a little warmer, and the wind a little tamer, and the dawn not so far away. If I have learned anything in my time traveling the world, it is the power of hope, the power of one person.
Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 work. Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 work. No results, I'm a little bit better. Work, boom.
Just got paid.
I just got paid. And it looks like overnight success.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, shit, it happened in here. No, bro. It doesn't.
The truth in front of you is it sucks. It's painful. It's fucking mind-numbing. Because this is what it takes. Creating another voice and sometimes going at it alone. All the time going at it alone because no one's going to believe in you. And that's that.
I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's gonna be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
The hardest thing in life is figuring out who you are and what you wanna do for the rest of your life. And once you figure that out, you wake up every day and you work toward it. It's impossible for you to fail if you know who you are, what you wanna do, and you wake up every day and work toward it.
When I seen that Bentley at the boxing gym, and I seen that diamond Rolex, I said, I want that. And I knew what it took. So I know when my opponent is asleep, I'm out there at 4 or 5 in the morning, chopping trees, working, to this day. Because I can retire today. I'm well off, very comfortable. But I got the will to win.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure.
What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
The heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make and you're not making them.
Embrace the process. And then by the time you get up in years, you can be a man that you're proud of. Okay? So this is just an encouragement to just chill out. Just chill out. Embrace the process. You say, Dwayne, what process? Life.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly.
the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
He believed in yourself, and you can too. You can do anything that you want. You can get singing lessons, get a better job, make more money. You could be even like rich. You could live in the White House someday. You could be president. Do what you want to do. It's not up to other people. It's up to you.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about?
Some of y'all don't want it. That's why you ain't got it. Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. There's pretty much nothing that you could say that you've went through that I haven't went through, and I'm still here. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get off the pity party. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside. Get in shape. Get off the pity party.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.